Shiva Boker Tov, everyone. We're up to Simon Samach Vav, the bottom of page 199. We're up to Siv Dalid, moving on to page 200, Bezrat Hashem, today. We say over here in the Mechaber, we're talking about over here what Hafsekas you could do, Beina Prakim, in the middle of a parak. Okay, in the middle of Shema Yisrael, all these different things. We mentioned this earlier on, but here we're going to see the Lacha. What happens if you're in the middle of Kriyat Shema, Beros Kriyat Shema, and things like this, and you get called up to the Torah. You get called up to the Torah for an Aliyah. So over here, specifically, it's talking about Kohen. We'll see it over here soon. What about a Levi in Yisrael? It says, Kohen Shaya Kori Kriyat Shema V'Karu Likros B'Torah. Kohen who was reading Kriyat Shema, and they called him up for the Kohen Aliyah. Yesh Misha Omer Shem Mafsik. There are those who say that he should Mafsik and go up to get the Aliyah and Kriyat Shema, even though he's in the middle of Shema Yisrael. Yesh Misha Omer She'enu Mafsik V'Alocha Kedvar of the Mechaber brings down the second opinion that holds that there are those who say that he should not be Mafsik. He should say, he still continue saying Kriyat Shema because he's Mekabel Moch Shemayim. And that is the Halacha, says the Mechaber. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, let's see them inside. Sivkot Kavdal Kriyat Shema Oshaya Osek Bibirchos. How the same thing would be by Birchos Kriyat Shema. Don't think this is only a din in Kriyat Shema itself, which we know is more chamor than the rest of Birchos Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema Ubein Shu Omid Beenza Birchos Beina Prakim. We're talking about anywhere he's up to between Yotzer Moros and the end of Kriyat Birchos Kriyat Shema. Any of these places over here will be the machlokas over here. He should go up for the Aliyah or he should wait. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot Kafe. The first opinion says he should be Masik. What's the svar of the first opinion? Da, mine kavod abrios yiras a Masik. We said earlier on that you're even Masik for kavod and yiras abrios. Because you gave me kavod a Torah, you get called up to the Aliyah not to go up. That's anti kavod a Torah. Therefore, that limit should be a kavod chomer that you should be allowed to go up. Lufizeh. He says, "Afil karuli Yisrael also targanke masik afil ben sekriyat shema." Then, therefore, if that's a svar, even a Yisrael is called up, it's also covered. They go, they call to the Torah, not go up. That is against. That's against covered a Torah. V'lo nakad a shulchan aruch. Then why is he talking about a kohen? V'lo nakad a shulchan aruch kohen rak mishim rabusa da yesh omri masheini. In order to teach us that even the chiddush of the second opinion holds, even if it's a kohen, even if it's the only kohen in the show, he should not go up. Zvili deino masik afil be kohen. V'tamam, what's the reason of the machmirim over here that he should not go up? The aims of bizayon the Torah. Kevin shino masik mishum osik mitzvahs kriyat shema b'yachasa. Because not really a bizayon the Torah, since he is osik in kriyat shema b'yachasa. V'gam afal bishu koin in lachos l'vgamo. And you don't have to worry about the begam of the koin. Im lo yalesh yotziyo lav las shehu pasol. In hilchos kriyat shema Torah will say there's a lot of halachos that we're afraid that people are think that the kohen is a kohen pasul. And therefore there's a lot of lachas in terms of the main, making sure that people are not choshesh for this. We're not worried about this over here. Kaven demasheinu olo mishum she'omim makom she'enu ashay lahasig. Because he's standing in a place of davening where he can't go up. And therefore it's not a bezayin of the Torah. And we're not worried about the begam of the kohen. Now, the mechaber over here paskins that whether it's a kohen or Yisrael, he does not go up for the aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah though brings down the Hashem Nachronim and they disagree. Sivkot Kavav says, "V'alacha kedvarav v'achronim katvu dekayom nohagin olam ki yeshomim kama." Nowadays, the minhag is like the first opinion. V'afilu b'karo Yisrael will only bet to kriyat shema. Even if you call Yisrael, he's in the middle of kriyat shema itself. After nuchul lahasig Yisrael achar, even though he could call up another Yisrael. Nevertheless, afal pichein nohagin shemasik nei kavod haTorah. Your masik is a kavod haTorah. Levadi mu omid bepasuk shma Yisrael baruch shein kavamach. So levad lo yasik in meansa eli yigurim v'achar kach yalav. He's a little shma Yisrael mamish. So you should finish shma Yisrael shem gavah shem achad baruch shein kavamach. So levad. How long does that take? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? Therefore, he can still go up for the aliyah. He just finishes off that off. The aim of Shano submitting minay amachlokas and not to change the minug. That's the minug in Klal Yisrael. Therefore, we don't change because of the minay amachlokas. Achim yuchel mahir l'saim ad a peraki mahir. If he could finish till the end of a paragraph of Birkas Kriyat Shema, all the better. If you skip over here, one line down, says the Mishnah Berurah. Omnam, however, two lines down, lo yikra yimachazin. You should not read along with the chazan. We'll see in Hilchos Kriyas Torah, the Mechaber says if someone doesn't read along with the chazan, he gets an aliyah lalachas. You have to read along with the chazan. And if he doesn't read it, it's like it's a bracha levatola. Nevertheless, over here he says, you should rely on the opinions that hold if you don't read with the chazan. It's not a bracha levatola since you're in the middle of Birkas Kriyat and Kriyat Shema. He says, Amna lo yikrai mechazan, rak shiyir lahatos ozno lishma men, to make sure you listen to the chazan. Umi kol shekein, shelo yasik lemor lashiyat sibar lasos mishaberach. For sure you should not tell the Gabbai to do extra Mishaberas over here. It's not the time to extend your Mishaberas. You should get this done, this Aliyah, done as quickly as possible. Marina Rabino Nevinson points out, Lo Yikra, Just like we'll see in Hilchos Kriyas, the Torah Bezrat Hashem and Chelik Beis, a Suma, a blind person, even though he can't see the Torah, therefore really he should not be able to get an Aliyah. Nevertheless, we let blind people even get an Aliyah the Torah. So this person is no worse than that. He's also going up in the Kavod Torah, so therefore he's allowed to get an Aliyah, even though he does not read along with the Chasm. Okay, says over here, four lines down, but calls up b'di'evit. This is all b'di'evit, though. Shigar Karo, so they already called him up to the Torah. The Yamod, Reuven ben Shimon. However, aval lechatchila, filo omid berkas kriyat, even if you're only in berkas kriyat shema, the koshim in kriyat shema, atzal lo yikaru osof. The guy knows he's standing there in the middle of berkas kriyat shema, kriyat shema, for sure he should not call this guy up to the Torah. Filo ain't sham koin alahu. Even if he's the only koin in the base Knesset, he should not be called the lake of the mechazal of Goma, kevin shu osik be kriyat shema. Raki Kroy, you saw them combo, you call you saw in this place. Homotoli Kraso Bishmo, Viomer bin Konkoin. However, even on this, when he's the only coin in the show, the Yeshokin, the Omrim, the Gamazeshayah Pagamala coin. This is a dinner and Pagam the coin. If he's sitting in show and you don't give him the coin Aliyah, it might be a Pagam to the coin. And therefore, it says over here, Deina Koyodim, Shu also be Kriyacha, Venir Yeshlismoklahakali, Krosli, Mohammed bin Aprokim. And therefore, even over here in this case, you should tell the guy, get to Bein Aprokim in Amberkas Kriyacha, you're the only coin, even call up this coin. So that would be a lachal nice for the Gabayim out there. If there is the only coin, tell him to get between paragraphs. And you should call him up to the Torah, not should not be a pgam to the Torah. You see over here, he's not saying it's a din in Kavod Torah over here. It's a din in pgam le Kohen, refrain that people are going to be choshish, there's a problem with his Kohen, and therefore he should have Venera Pasha, two lines down. Let's say this guy's the only Baal Koreh. He's the Baal Koreh of the Shul, and he's in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema, Kriyat Shema. What are you going to do then? That's Marish Kavod HaTorah for the whole Tzibur to wait and not have Kriyas HaTorah because this guy's in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema, Kriyat Shema. Therefore, we tell the guy he should go up in and go ahead and be the Baal Koreh even though he's in the middle. And then when he comes down, he's done after Kriyat Shema, he goes back to wherever he left off over there. Be interesting over here. Is this considered an ones if he's shal? Can they leak more school? Does he go back to the beginning, or if he's in, or not? Lechora, it's not something. His body is roy, and the place is roy. So therefore, lechora would not be considered an ones that he have to go back for Ashkenaz. Now, what is between paragraphs? We're a lot of talk about bina prakim, middle of paragraph. How do we know what is in between paragraphs? So that's Sifei over here. The Elohim Bein HaPrakim. The following are what's considered Bein HaPrakim. Bein Bracha Rishon Lishnia. Bein Yotzer HaMarot and Ava Rabba Ava Solom. Okay, when you're between those paragraphs, that's between paragraphs. Bein Shnia Lishma. Between Bocher Moisob Yavah and Shma Yisrael, that's considered between paragraphs, even though we don't like to be masik. In between Bocher Moisob Yavah Shma, but that is considered Bein HaPrakim. Bein Shema Levayayim Shemoa. Between Shema Yisrael and Abok Shengel Lamed the end of the Hafta until Vahaya Bein Vahaya Im Shamoa Livayomer between the second and third paragraph Vahaya Im Shamoa and Vayomer that's also been a Prakim Aval Bein Vayomer LeEmes VeYatzeh however between and the Kriyat Hashem Elokim Cham Emes and now Emes Lo Yasik do not be Masik over there Shelo LaHasik Bein Hashem LeEmes you don't want to be Masik between Hashem Elokim Cham Emes Eloyomer Ani Hashem Elokim Cham Emes VeYasik Kedin BeEmsa Perik. You finish Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and now it's not considered between paragraphs. It's like you are in the middle of a paragraph, and therefore you should not stop over there unless there are things that you're allowed to stop even in the middle of a paragraph. Okay, so those are the different Bein HaPrakim as we said before. What you're allowed to do. So therefore, once again, if you just go back to the last halacha, if you're in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema or Kriyat Shema, and they call you up for Aliyah, you should try and get to a place where you're in between one of these paragraphs. That would be the best thing to do if you're already called up for the Aliyah. Now, what about Mariv? What about over there? So the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. It seemingly would should be the same Arvis and Shachris, but over here he ignores the fact there's an extra bracha in Marav you have between Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenu. What do you do with over there? So the Beralach over here talks about that. And anywhere you can stop in Shachris is all considered Bein HaPrakim and Marav. Ve'elu hein, ve'in bracha rishon lishnia, ve'in shin lishma, ve'in shal v'ya, ve'in v'ya, le'vayom v'yom v'yom l'asa amuna. Ve'gam, ve'in gal yisrael ashkiveinu. Also, between gal yisrael ashkiveinu, that's also be considered ve'in haprakim. And then he has a problem, he says, even though we say that's all considered ge'ula arichto, However, he does end up saying that that lechora should be considered bein aprakim. If you skip down three lines, it's ach tzarich la'ayin. Lean in Parshas Vayomer Belayel, another suffix we have at nighttime, the Parsha Vayomer Hashem, the Parsha Tzitzis, is less choshev at night, because Tzitzis is Lila's man Tzitzis, without getting into it now, that does not mean you don't have to wear Tzitzis at night. You have to wear Tzitzis at night. We're not going to talk about that right now, but the Parsha Tzitzis is not as Shayach at night. So he wants to know, maybe in the middle of Vayomer, that's like between Ben Aprakim, since it's not as choshev. Has in Be'emsa Nefshel Le'emsa Perek Olo is the middle of Vayomer considered Be'emsa Perek, or it's like Beinah Prakim. Came into Vayomer, ain't a Noah Gelo Bayom. Ubiram Perek Aleph Mechos Kriyat Shem Asher the Parshas Vayomer Belayla Shavu L'Shtei Parshios Harishonas Masher from the Rambam that we treated just like the first two Parshios of Kriyat Shema, and that's how we pass in Olach L'Maisa over here, that Vayomer is going to be the same Bein nighttime, Bein daytime. However, at nighttime you have the extra Beinah Prakim between Hashkivin, between Gal Yisrael and Hashkivin. Let's do one more Olach. This is in Pasuk. In Pasuk Bnei Yira. Oh, kavod, achar sha'amar emes. If you stopped, midna yiro to midna kavod, like we learned in the beginning of Allah's over here, you were made to summon to because of yiro, because of kavod, you were to say shalom aleichem. Achar sha'amar emes, after you said emes, oh, shesiyam, more commonly the case would be shesiyam kodem achazin. Or you finished kriyat shema before the chazin was ready to say Hashem elokeichem emes. V'samach Hashem elokeichem emes, you finished Hashem elokeichem emes at the end of your kriyat shema. Now you're waiting for the chazan to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, so you can continue. Okay, so you're waiting for the chazan. You already said Hashem Elokeichem Emes. What do? You say Emes again, because Emes is really part of the next paragraph. It's not really part of Kriyat Shema. We do it in Kriyat Shema because Hashem Elokeichem Emes. What's the halacha? Ainu tzarich lasser v'lomer pam acheres emes. You don't have to repeat emes again. You can use the emes that you said. Hashem lokeim emes will be used for the beginning of the next paragraph. You don't have to repeat emes again, and that will be fine. Ad kan for today.